listeners, welcome back to another podcast episode. My name is Daria White-Osa. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you all have had a great beginning to your week so far. It is the last day of October. We will be in November in about 24 hours or so, less than 12 hours by now. But yeah, we're at the end of the year. And if you have not RSVP'd for my upcoming live stream event, Getting Motivated to Write, you need to go ahead and RSVP. It's going to be hosted inside of my Facebook group, Ambitious Authors and Writers, which is a new up and coming group for authors and writers who are challenged with time management specifically. So I want to be clear on that. So if you're looking for a group that has more about writing craft, if you're looking for feedback, you're wanting to post your links to get promoted for your book, this group is more so about time management. So if you think that you need to feel like writing to actually get the words in, I dare you to really reconsider that, because there are a lot of things that we do in life we don't necessarily feel like, but we do it anyway, right? That's when discipline kicks in. Another common misconception: that everything in your life needs to be perfect. Everything needs to be in harmony. Nothing's going wrong. There's no emergencies. Life is going to happen either way. Whether you're writing or not, life is going to happen to you. So are you going to put your book on hold because life is happening? And let's not forget the idea that you need these large blocks of time, of interrupted space to write. That's not always realistic either, because again, there's something always coming up. So what if all you needed, the one thing that you needed, was just a solid plan and the right mindset? So imagine sticking to a writing schedule. Something that actually works for you. It's catered to you, it's customized to you, and you can actually follow it and uphold yourself to it. Think about it, no more stress or looming over deadlines. So visualize hitting your word count goals. Right at the end of the year, where do you wanna be? Where do you wanna be? I know with me, I have maybe roughly about 40,000 words to go. That's my goal. My goal is about 60,000. So I'm roughly about 20,000 words into it. So imagine typing the end to your first draft, or better yet, imagine having a simple plan that you know what to do every time you sit down to write, and you become unstoppable. You have someone guiding you through it. This is exactly what I'm going to be touching on in this event, Getting Motivated to Write. So not only am I talking about techniques and strategies that you can go ahead and start taking action on, but also we're going to be talking about mindset, because I know that that can be something that gets in our own way when we're feeling guilty because we missed a writing session or what have you. So in less than an hour, I'm going to help you get unstuck from this cycle and missing deadlines, missing opportunities, getting out of procrastination, okay? So no need to wait for the muse for you to be writing. No more letting life distract you and derail you. No more guessing what you should be doing to make progress. I'm going to be really giving you techniques again on how to get out of this stuck mentality and feeling uninspired, but at the same time, really digging into what really could be going on and what may be holding you back. Some of us have even considered that. Some of us don't really dig below the surface to find out, okay, why am I allowing this to hold me back? Is it really lack of motivation, or is it deeper? So we're going to be kicking this off November 9th at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is going to be hosted inside Ambitious Authors and Writers. So if you're not a part of the group, you need to make sure that you join the group. You can request to join today. You can RSVP for the event. So I've kept it short and sweet, at most maybe 30 minutes, because we're not going to spend 4 or 5 hours on this. We're going to get right to the good stuff so that you can go ahead and start writing. So when I put all of this that way, there's really no excuse for you not to join. Yes, there will be a replay available, but you definitely get more out of the event when you are there in real time, live with me. You have the opportunity to ask questions, and I definitely will answer them. So don't miss this opportunity to level up your writing game. And just know that I am there with you on this, okay? I'm in the writing trenches myself. I'm about 20,000 words in with my work in progress. My plan is to finish by mid-December, because I have a goal of releasing my next book next year. So I'm in this with you. I definitely understand there have been days, even within these last few weeks, that I have not felt like writing. I didn't feel motivated. I felt the brain fog, but I'm going to tell you what helped me push through in this live event. So if that is you and this resonates with you, go ahead and request to join Ambitious Authors and Writers, RSVP. Invite your author and writer friends who you think would enjoy this as well. I would love to see you all there. So remember, if you wrote a book, it is already unique because you wrote it, and no one can write a book like you. God bless. Stay safe. Hope to see you November 9th, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'll talk to you all next time. Have a good one. Bye.